Suicide is now the number one cause of death for U.S. troops. Last year, there were 12 suicides among troops stationed at Washington's Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Nationally, more than two-thirds of suicides among active duty troops involved firearms. Now, the former vice chief of staff for the Army wants commanders to have the ability to talk to distressed troop members about their private weapons. KUOW's Patricia Murphy has the story.
For military suicides that involve firearms, nearly three-quarters involve personal weapons. A little-known provision in the 2011 National Defense Authorization Act prevents military commanders and non-commissioned officers from asking about their troops' personal weapons. A new amendment to the 2013 NDAA would reverse that. General Peter Corelli used to be the U.S. Army Chief of Staff. He's retired and lives in Seattle. Corelli says the change would address a critical midpoint for troop members at risk.
A soldier who's deployed three or four times has a problem and goes and sees a behavioral health specialist, and the behavioral health specialist says, well, this soldier's not at high risk, but definitely going through a period of stress right now. Either that specialist or the commander should have the ability to make the recommendation that they separate themselves from their personal weapons.
Corelli co-wrote a recent editorial on the issue for The Washington Post. A 2011 study on military suicide by the RAND Corporation recommends implementing measures to help limit at-risk soldiers' access to guns. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.